Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Bet, a little below halfway of the Amud, continuing on our extended and tangential discussion about Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni. The Braita is quoted, it starts with the Pasuk in Vayikrim, Ga'ol Yigal Ishmi Masro. Look at the Pasuk on the page, you can see the rest of it is you have to add a Chomesh. Mi Masro V'lo Kal Masro. This continues on the theme that was developed first when invoking Chizkiah, we'll see it in a minute, that if a person redeems of his maaser, what's the mute? Of his maaser and not all of his maaser, meaning, prat maaser sheni she'in bo shavapruta. What is excluded, maaser sheni, which is less than shavapruta, is not redeemable. That's why Chizkiah said you have to find a coin that's already been used. Itmar Rav Ami Amar Ein Bo. Rav Ami says that means if the fruit itself is less than shavapruta, in other words, very small. Vasi Amar Ein Bechum Sho. He says, no, that means if the Chomesh doesn't have shavapruta, which means the fruit itself could be worth, let's say, 4 prutot, as we'll see in discussion coming up. A little less than 4 prutot, and that way, if the Chomesh is less than a pruta, then you would not redeem it. So in the previous generation, the same machloket existed about what is excluded, whether fruit that that is worth less than shavapruta, or even fruit where its chomesh is worth less than shavapruta. If you have ma'aser sheni that doesn't have a pruta, then it's enough if you say that I'm a chalad on earlier on the ma'ot, like Chizkiah's solution. According to Resh Lakish, this works because it says really you could redeem it because it's ein b'chum sho shavapruta. So this stuff really couldn't be redeemed at all. So therefore, I understand what the dio is. In other words, according to Resh Lakish, the case must be talking about fruit where the value is a pruta, but the chomesh is not a pruta, and therefore dayo elamanda mar ein bo my dayo. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that what's excluded is fruit that itself is not worth shavapruta, what's the dayo here? There is no other solution than ma'ot rishonot. There's no such thing as saying, well, that's good enough, we'll let you off with that. And then there's a kasha that really supports Rish Lakish's read. Okay, bayelu chum shemi legav chum shemi levar. Now throughout our studies, we have always referred to Chomesh as being essentially 25%, meaning, even though that's a quarter, meaning when we talked about, as an example, Gzela, a person stole $100 and then $100 worth of something and took a Shvua that he didn't steal it and then admitted that he did, he had to pay $125, which really is not a Chomesh, it's a Rova, it's a quarter. So this is where this is the source of that rendering. Is a Chomesh Milagav? Oh, milavar. Milagav means literally from the inside, but what it ends up meaning is the fifth, a fifth of the net, meaning if you sold $100, if you wanted to redeem $100 of Maaser Sheni, you had to have 20, a fifth of the net. Ochomsh milavar, meaning a fifth of the aggregate, meaning once you've totaled all the payments, one fifth of it should be the extra, and four fifths should be the capital. So which is it? Maravina Toshma Habalim Omrim Be'asrim V'chol Adam Be'asrim Habalim Kodmin. If you have the owners who are ready to redeem their hekdesh, and they're willing to pay 20 for it, remember hekdesh is given to the gizbar, then he sort of puts it up for auction. The first right of refusal goes to the original owner. So if the original owner says I'll pay 20, and somebody else says I'll pay 20, Habalim Kodmin Neishem Osifin Chomesh. The owners get to go first because they're adding a chomesh. If another person said, I'm going to pay 21, it's like an auction, it builds up, it says, I'll pay 21, then habalim notnim 26. The owners have to pay 26. Why? Because this guy raised the price to 21, but we can't give it to them because then Hekdesh is going to lose the Chomesh. So the owners have to pay 21, and then they pay a total of 26. Why 26? Because the original five of Chomesh is added, plus the one that was raised, to which we don't apply Chomesh, as we'll see in a minute. So Mishnayim, Rav Nonis from Shavas, Mishalosh, Rav Nonis from Shmona, Rav Nonis from Arba, Rav Nonis from Teisha, Rav Nonis from Chomesh, Rav Nonis from Shloshim. If the outside guy says, I'll pay 25, then the owners have to pay 30. Now, once the outside guy says 26, the Baalim can walk away and say, you got it, because now Hekdesh is still going to gain. But the main point that we see here is, L'fishein mosivin chomesh al ilui shilzeh. We don't add a chomesh to this guy's upvaluing that he's auctioning. We only add a chomesh to the principal. But shma minachum shma levar. But what do we see? What's a fifth of 20? 5, which means a fifth is a fifth of the aggregate, so that when you pay 25, a fifth of that is the chomesh, and the other four-fifths are the keren. Shma mina. Ketanoi, just as we have machlok etanayim about this, v'yasaf chamishito alav, and Pinyon Hektesh says you should add its chomesh to it. Sorry, this is in Maser. Shiehu v'chumsho chamisha. Meaning, it and its chomesh is 5. Divrei Rabbi Yoshiya. Meaning, chamishito, its fifth, meaning that you pay, let's say, $100, of which 20 will be chomesh and 80 will be keren, which means that it really is 25%. B'yonatan omer, no, chamishito, chumsho shel keren. You pay one-fifth of the keren. And, of course, we rule like Rabbi Yoshiya, and all the sugiyot go in that direction. Okay, Ibai Elohu. Question is asked. Chomesh ma'akev o eino ma'akev. If you redeem Maser Sheni but don't pay the Chomesh, does that allow you to eat it, or can you not eat it till you've paid the Chomesh? And the question is as follows. And the real bottom line question here, which is also going to be the next piece that we'll do, is Chomesh part of the essential payment, or is Chomesh a separate obligation that you have? The argument for it being a separate obligation is fairly simple, is that it's up the value, plus if an outsider redeems it, he doesn't have to pay it. So we'll see. Arba parik, do we say that you're paying 4 for 4, v'achanav shir mosif chomesh, and then you have a separate liability for chomesh, in which case, al machomesh lo ma'akev, it's not ma'akev, and you could eat if you could, your maser sheni is redeemed if you paid its value, chomesh is a separate obligation. Odilma arba b'chamisha parik, maybe the Torah said that if the thing was worth 4, you have to pay 5, and it's not redeemed until then, v'chomesh ma'akev. So let's see, amravina toshma. Hadmai ein lo chomesh ve ein lo bir. He proves it from the Mishnah Dmai. It says that Dmai, which is, remember, food that you bought from Nam Haaretz, we were almost assuredly Trumot HaMaaser separated, but just in case, because of the minority that doesn't separate, we have to separate certain things. What's the halacha? If you're going to redeem Maaser Sheni v'Dmai, there is no payment of chomesh. Ein lo bir is a separate thing about bir maaser. Now, ha-keren yeslo. So you do have to pay the value, just not the fifth. My time, what's the reason? Karen de ma'akev doraita, the reason is very simple. The Karen, which is ma'akev, and you can't eat it till you pay the Karen, and that's midoraita, so ita b'darbanan. So when the Rabbanan enforced Demai, they said you have to pay the Karen. Chomesh de la ma'akev doraita, but the fifth is not ma'akev midoraita, it's a separate obligation, so late b'darbanan, the Rabbanan didn't enforce that obligation. Right, which seems to indicate that chomesh de la ma'akev. So lema katanoi, perhaps this is a machol katanaim. As follows, Natanta Keren Vlon Tanta Chomesh, and here we're talking about Maser. If you paid the Keren, didn't pay the Chomesh, Rav Elazar Mer Yochal, Rav Shua Mer Lo Yochal. That's very straightforward. Rav Elazar says you can eat, Rav Shua says you can't eat, but there's more. I'm a Rebbe, Nirin Diver Rebbe Elazar, B'Shabbat, V'Diver Rav Shua B'Chol. It seems that we should rule like Rav Elazar on Shabbat, and like Rav Shua on Chol, which by the way tells us the following. Rebbe's statement proves, demonstrates, or implies that Rabbi Elazar held his position 24/7, and so did Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Elazar said, you can always eat, even if you didn't pay the chomesh. And Rabbi Yeshua said, you never can. And then Rabbi said, we'll apply Rabbi Elazar b'Shabbat. One of the reasons is because you can't really fix it on Shabbat, and second of all, because we don't want to interfere with Onik Shabbat. You want to eat it. And Rabbi Yeshua, and we'll rule like Rabbi Yeshua b'chol, where you could fix it. Okay. Now, my love, Bahasvar, can be palgi, so if Rabbi Elazar says the entire time, whenever you redeem, even if you didn't pay the fifth, you could eat it, even on a Thursday, Rabbi Elazar, Savar, Chomesh lo ma'akev, he must hold Chomesh is not ma'akev. Yeshua, who says you can never eat it till you pay the Chomesh, says Chomesh ma'akev. So our papa, little Chuliyama, Chomesh lo ma'akev. We want to go back to the position that we've been moving towards the whole time, which is Chomesh is not ma'akev. If you didn't pay the fifth, you could still eat. Here, the simple problem is, are we concerned that after you eat it, you'll forget to pay the fifth? In other words, you come to redeem $100 worth of stuff. You have exactly $100, so you redeem it. You eat it. You're going to forget to pay the 25. Marsa b'chashinim shiyuta, marsa b'chashinim shiyuta. Rabbi says, I'm not concerned about it. Rishua says, I am. Alright, so it's possible that nobody disagrees. And we all accept the notion that Chomesh lo ma'akev, and the machloket here is simply a machloket about, shall we say, public policy. Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan made a statement that's a little strange. Hakol modim behekde shechilel huil begizbarin tovin otov bashuk. So following that notion that we all agree that once you pay the keren, you can eat it, and the only concern is, should we keep you from eating it to make sure you pay the chomesh, or are we not concerned about it? So Rabbi Yochanan says that for everybody will agree that in the case of hekdesh, you could eat it right away. Let's say you were makdish some grapes, and then you redeemed them and didn't pay the chomesh, you could eat them right away. Why? Because Maaser Sheni doesn't have any corporation that's coming after you, any gizbarim that are coming after you. It's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But with hekdesh, the Beit HaMikdash has its representatives that are going to come after you, and the gizbarim, tovino to'afil bashuk, they'll come after you even in public and demand what you pay, what you owe. So you're not going to forget about the chomesh, they'll remember you. Is it true that really people don't disagree about hekdesh? So we have the following same machloket, except instead of Rabbi it's chachamim. Rabbi Elazar again says if you paid the keren chilel, chachamim say lo chilel. So I'm a rabbi named Rabbi Elazar b'kekdesh. The chachamim masan rabbi does it again another split where he says we should follow Rabbi Elazar when it comes to hekdesh. We should follow chachamim when it comes to maaser sheni. Now, me da mar nirin divra belozer behektish, mechal the polygaphilu masa, me da kamar nirin divra rechachamim masa, mechal the inu polygaphilu behektish. So what can we infer from here? From the fact that Rebbe said we should rule like Rebbe Elazar here and Chachamim here proves that Rebbe Eliezer's position is true about hektish and maser, but so is Chachamim's, which means Chachamim disagree about hektish, and they say even hektish you can't eat until you redeem the full piece, including the chomesh. Which proves that it's not an issue of pshiuta. They seem to feel that you really cannot eat it because we're concerned. Because with a hekdesh, you shouldn't have that concern. We shouldn't have that concern that people are gonna forget because the gizbar is gonna come after you. It must be because hekdesh is an essential part of the pidyon. Now, itmar hachitmar. So we have to at least adjust Rabbi Yochanan's statement when he said everybody agrees. Hakom odim b'shabbat behekdesh shechilel. Everybody will agree that on Shabbat, if it's hekdesh and you're mechal it before Shabbat, that you can eat it even if you didn't pay the chomesh. Chad lichtiv ukrata Shabbat oneg, because first of all, there's a consideration of oneg Shabbat that you don't want to interfere with. The guy wants to eat. And second of all, v'hoil v'gizbarin tovino tovashuk. Second of all, v'gizbarin come after you. So what it means is we've gone back to the position that everybody agrees that chomesh is not me'akev. And when it comes to ma'aser sheni, Rabbi Elazar and Meshua have the machloket because of pshiyuta. The truth is, when it comes to hekdesh, they also have the machloket, and it's the same concern, because maybe the fact that gizbarin are going to come after you isn't enough. But when you throw in the consideration of Shabbat, that A, you can't do anything about it, and B, there's oneg Shabbat, and C, they're going to come after you anyways, therefore, everybody will agree that if you're mechalalit as per its value before Shabbat, you may eat it on Shabbat and not be concerned pay the chomesh later. Okay. Rambam Rahama asks really three questions about Chomesh that are all the same question. There are four different areas where Chomesh applies. One of them is Pidyon Hekdesh. The other one is if as a Bishogeg and non-Kohenei Truma. Third of all is if somebody stole, took a Shvua that he didn't steal, and then he admits he did. He has to pay the chomesh plus the korban on shom gzeilot, and a fourth again is maser. Now, hari amru behekdesh yenu mitchal al karka. What do we know about hekdesh? You cannot be redeem hekdesh on karka. Why? Rachman amav natana kesef ekamlo. It's a famous pasuk that doesn't really exist with those words in that order, but hekdesh is mitchal al kesef. Only on kesef. All right. Now, chum shom ma'ush mitchal al karka. Can you redeem the chomesh on karka? Meaning, I dedicated an item worth $100, so $100 I have to give in cash. Can I give the $25 in karka? Can I say this karka is now given? Right, truma in mishtalem et al minachulin. Here's a halacha. If you steal truma, you have to pay back with chulin. Rachman amar, but natan lakohen et hakodesh. You have to give the coin et hakodesh, meaning davar ha'iliot kodesh, something that could become kodesh. That's a machloker or bozer mekiva, but that's what he paskin. Chumsha ma'ush ishtalem shalom nachulin. Can you pay the chomesh from truma? Maser mitchal al simon. A maser sheni cannot be redeemed on a slug. It has to be rachman amar v'tzatak kesef biyadcha. This is machlok Rabbi Kiva Rishmoel, if you recall. But v'tzatak kesef biyadcha, which literally means you type the money in your hand, take it to the place Hashem chooses, and eat it, etc., and spend it on stuff, etc. The drasha is rabot kol davar sheish alav tzura, tzarta tzura, which is not the same root, but it's a play on words. It means that any coin that has an image on it, but not a slug. Now, chum shom, how shitchal al simon? Can you redeem the chomesh on a slug? And something that has value but has no image on it. So those are the three questions he asked. We'll get to the Yishuv Gezel in the next podcast. Galgal Milto Mato the Kamei Rava. So Rami Chama's three questions. They were all the same question, which is Chomesh part of the payment or separate? Because and it goes back to the issue of Ma'akev. Maybe. Because if it's part of the payment, then just like Hekdesh can't be redeemed on Karka, the Chomesh can't be redeemed on Karka. If it's part of the payment, then just like Truma cannot be paid with Truma, you have to pay it with Chulin, so the Chomesh. If it's part of the payment, just like you can't redeem Maser Sheni on an Asimon, you also can't redeem the Chomesh on an Asimon. Alright? Good. So now, this discussion got to Rava. Amar Lahu, he said, Amar Kra Alav. The Pasuk says, V'yasav Chamishito Alav, added on top, meaning Rabot Chumshol Kamoto, saying the Chomesh is part of the payment. Which is interesting because we can end up saying the Chomesh is part of the payment and everything that delineates a specific payment controls also its Chomesh. Nonetheless, Chomesh ainu makev. Ravina af ananamitanina. Hagonev truma velo achala mishalem tashlum ekeful dmei truma. If somebody steals truma, he didn't eat it. He stole, he burgled it. Then he has to pay kefil and the kefil could be truma payment. Achala, but if he ate it, mishalem shnei kronim b'chomesh. He has to pay two karens, and that's for kefil, and a Chomesh because he ate it. Karen v'chomesh minachulin. The Karen v'chomesh has to be minachulin. So you see, Chomesh has to be minachulin. A Karen to make truma. And the other Karen is to make truma because that's for part of the kefil. Shema minach, umsho kamoto, shema minach. So we see from there that the Chomesh of a payment takes on the same attributes and characteristics as the payment itself. We will continue with this in the next podcast and continue to look at different aspects of the four different areas where there's a Chomesh. Gezel will get into the mix. And see, Maser plays in there, and Pinyon Hekdesh plays in there, and then we'll see a small piece about Hekdesh Rishon Hekdesh Sheni, and then go on to the famous Mishnah about the Chamesh Prutot. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.